poem, 1945. He remembers the vibrations in his flesh even now, minutes out of the cockpit inside the quiet room where he tells the officer in dry stick sentences about the mission, how his navigation unfurled, whether he had encountered fighters before or after who could never have risen to meet him, or had he seen the parabola itself, lovely, he thinks, of the rocket. He speaks in mechanics, in machine, tonelessly, of readings from gauges. He knows not to describe the blue line where the earth curved, or the ice crystals about his mask that caught sunlight and glittered, or his bolt of fear when the engine stuttered and red lights pockmarked the board. He never tells him how dreamy he became turning for home, and that he saw birds flying under the bridge near his home in the fens, and that he reached out to them so close he could see the beating of their wings.